Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
Is where.
All right, we got news. B. Mitch Finley, 106.7 The Fan, Team 980. You can watch us on Monumental Sports Network. You can watch us on the YouTube page, 106.7 The Fan. Major news.
What's that?
A lot of folks remember years back, Landfill. This was during the peak of the Will Dan Snyder sell this damn team era. Landfill came up with a list of 99 problems for Washington. They were significant. Well, Landfill is now, in honor of John Riggins, perhaps, or maybe in honor of my age, Landfill has compiled a list of 44 Commanders.
I think we're
going
to go with John Riggins.
Okay. We'll unveil Landfill's newest edition of how many problems this organization has on Wednesday. Brian and I will be in Madrid. Landfill will be holding it down right here in the Navy Yard studio. Landfill,
how many you have so far?
I got 44, baby.
Will that grow by Wednesday?
It might, but the 44 is in honor of they keep giving up 44 points.
That's a good point. Hell, how many have they given up in the last four? 150?
150.
You might be able to go that deep.
Yeah. Can 38.3 a game.
Can you go that deep, Landfill?
Dude, Kerwin from NBC4 just sent me a video he made. I just posted it to my Instagram. Did you see this lady just crying in the stands last night? I feel so bad for this lady.
No.
I mean, that's where we're at. Look, she's just crying, B. She's just watching the game and crying.
I didn't see that.
We've reached fans crying in the stands level of football. Landfill's got 44 problems laid out. We'll hit that Wednesday. Right now, we're going to let these phone lines go because a lot of people have been on hold a long time. My man JR is in Rockville. What's up, JR?
Booyah. Hey, thanks, guys, for having me on. Thanks, B. Mitch. Thanks, JP. You guys are true servants of our team. Thank you.
Thanks, dude.
Absolutely. Great. And so I'll go with the pie first. 20%. Let's do Adam Peters because he let B-Rob go. I got 20% for Dan Quinn. He needs to innovate. 20% for Joe Witt. Because, I mean, at the end of the day, we just still got to maintain a standard. 20% for Cliff Kingsbury because there needs to be a time of possession, sense of urgency there. And then 20% for Josh Harris because if I would own it, I'd do something, right? I mean, you know, at some point he has to put his thumb on the scale somewhere. Where it is something where it's like, whether it is something with the purse strings, whether it's something with personnel, you know, because at the end of the day, I mean, that's a dream too, to own an NFL team.
Yeah, so but when you own an NFL team and you are a person who made money doing other stuff, you don't just start doing stuff. You hire people to run that. He hired Adam Peters to run
it. True, there's delegation. I definitely agree with you there, B. Mitch. For me, I think of it like, you know, a pickup game at Lifetime Fitness, and then the team, they get to keep the court, you know, and we had that opportunity. We won. We got to maintain the court, but then we started subbing out dudes that helped us keep that court in the first place. So my fear is, do we even have the IQ to know what had us keep the court in the first place? You know, force equals mass times acceleration. So one thing we do need at RB1 is a big, like, whether we check in tight ends, like, either way, we just have to get these linebackers committed. Then we could go over the top on them. You know, I'm a Coach Branthover product, you know, Wheaton Knight here. So, you know, for me, I mean, we were just taught one way, which was we ran the ball. And we barely allowed the other offense to even take the field.
Got to be honest, and so he's talking about Wheaton High School in the fall. Yeah. In the fall of 1998, BCC went over to Wheaton and got smoked. Thank you, JR.
Thank you, guys. I love you, JR.
Appreciate the call.
True servants.
Take care, man. We're excited right now to get on the Rood guest hotline. Rood makes the most reliable heating and air conditioning products in the DMV. And talk to Mr. John Jansen, former Redskin. John, what's going on, man? How are you?
I'm doing okay. B. Mitch, how you doing, man?
I'm good, brother. You still blocking everybody coming your way?
Hey, no one gets in my way.
Oh, yeah, man. How you been, man? How you been?
I'm doing good, and obviously happy to come away now that I'm in Detroit, come away with a win. So things are looking good, but I feel for my Commanders, getting a little beat up over there physically, a lot of injuries. So it was a tough watch.
See, John, I want to ask you that because, like, I know how I talk about injuries and things, and I'm always believing the next guy step up because, hell, that's how I got my job. You understand how injuries can affect the football team. You watch it last year there in Detroit. They had tons of injuries, but they were able to withstand a lot of it because that team was built over the 4 or 5 year period. Washington, in his second year of a rebuild, having all these injuries, how does that affect the football team?
Well, I mean, it affects it because, you know, I mean, if you've been at it for 4 or 5 years, right, and you've put all your resources, whether it's through free agency, through the draft, and this is where those third, fourth, fifth, sixth, seventh round picks all start to create depth. And you're not going to hit on all of them, but if you've had 4 years to build up that depth and the culture of the guys that you're trying to bring in, and they understand after their third year, maybe they haven't had any time on the field, yet you've kept them around, and they've been up and down on the practice squad. They've seen other guys make that trip from practice squad to roster to playing to then getting paid. You know, it just takes time, and you do have to have that next man up mentality, and you've got to be ready because, and B. Mitch, you know this. You don't know when your time is going to come, mm-hmm. and it may be you're second on the depth chart, you're third, you're fourth, you're on the practice squad. All of a sudden, rash of injuries happen at a position. You're called upon, and you better be ready because if you're not, that opportunity may not come around again.
Totally.
John, obviously you had a ton of success here. You're back in Detroit, you know, doing all sorts of media with the University of Michigan, the Detroit Lions. Started 123 games here. The organization must mean something to you. When you watched that thing last night, how shocked were you by Washington's defense?
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk. Crazy weather we're having. No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Well, I think the thing I was most disappointed in is just the lack of discipline. And whether it's, you know, Deron Payne, and I understand frustrations, you know, whether it's him, you know, punching a guy in Amon-Ra St. Brown, you know, it's just, I hate to watch a football game where there's a lack of discipline and then there's a lack of physicality. If you're going to lose at the line of scrimmage, you know, and hey, I know everyone's beat up at this time of the year, but you could still go out and play a physical brand of football. Mm-hmm. And like I always use the basketball analogy. Your shot may not always be there, but you can always play defense and you can always be physical. You can always rebound. Like, those are the things that you have to count on every single game. And to see that it wasn't there, that they were getting pushed around, it hurts. And I do have a lot of loyalty still to the Washington franchise because I spent a decade there, and I hate to see a team get pushed around like that.
They sure did last night. You mentioned the pain thing. Did you, talking with folks from the Detroit side, the folks here claim St. Brown maybe threw a punch earlier that didn't get flagged. Did you see anything, notice anything, or is that kind of just football to you?
I didn't see it, so I'm obviously watching the TV copy. You know, and if he said if it happened a couple of plays earlier, I mean, watching the replay of his hit on Amon-Ra St. Brown, it appeared to me like Amon-Ra was 2 or 3 feet away or 2 or 3 yards away walking by, and he took the uppercut. If it happened a couple of plays earlier, I can't speak to that. I didn't see it. Doesn't mean it didn't happen. But B. Mitch, you and I both know they never get the first guy.
There you go.
It's always the guy that comes back at you. So it's so early in the game, too. Like, you're going to get another drive. You're going to get another chance to take a shot at a guy legally on the field. That's when you have to do it because your time will come.
Yeah. Amen. I see that totally. The thing about it, like, we sit up here, and then we have a lot of people questioning, like, the scheme of the defense and different things on the team. You spoke about, you know, go out, play with some energy, play with, you know, some type of force. Speak on that about players just having that mindset. Well, I don't care what if the coach give me a bad scheme, I'm gonna make the play work.
Yeah, I mean, you go out there and, you know, I mean, every guy knows that some guys are a little bit more comfortable than others in terms of contract, how much money they've made, but your name's still on the back of that jersey. And you're putting on film what you want 31 other teams to see that fans around the country are going to be watching. This game was at 4:20. There's only a couple other games going on at that time. Every single individual fan wanted to see the Commanders and the Lions. I wouldn't be surprised if it's the highest rated game in that time slot just because of what happened in the playoffs last year. And you knew Detroit was going to come loaded for bear. That hurt to lose the way that they did in the postseason. So whether or not Jaden Daniels was going, whether or not, you know, Terry McLaurin was going, it doesn't matter. You've got to go out there and continue to perform every single time, no matter if you like the scheme or if you don't. If you're bummed that your quarterback's out, it doesn't matter. You're still going to play the game. You're still going to tee it up, and you're going to play 60 minutes.
John, specifically last night, Detroit seemed to get anything they wanted in the run game. Were you surprised just how efficient Detroit was with Gibbs and on third downs? I mean, their offense was just unstoppable, and it had been relatively clunky for the last month or so.
Well, it had been, and the surprise that I found out early was that Dan Campbell was calling the plays. That has been John Morton been calling the plays. Dan took that over early in the week, and so I wasn't surprised that the offensive line came out and played the way that they did, simply because you know, when they played against Minnesota a week ago, they got worked over.
Yeah.
And that was the worst I'd seen that offensive line play probably in 3 years. Not the standard that, as fans, we've become accustomed to see it. And Hank Fraley and B. Mitch, I know you know Hank from
yeah.
your time at Philly.
Yes.
He's a very prideful guy. You know that there were some sour feelings for 7 days in that room, and they were. It wouldn't have mattered if it was Washington, if it was L.A. It didn't matter who it was. They were going to come out and make someone pay for it. I was just surprised that Washington didn't know that that's how they were going to come out. You challenge a team. You put their backs up against the wall. You make them look bad. You know, even if you weren't the ones that did it, they're going to come out scratching and clawing and fighting.
And they sure did last night.
They did that.
John, we appreciate you making time for us, man. Everybody should check out John on weekday mornings on 97.1, The Ticket in Detroit. There's still a lot of love for John Jansen here in Washington, man. Thank you for the time.
Yeah, my shoulders, thank you.
Hey, thanks a lot, man. I appreciate it. You guys take care, and I'll just take a quick moment. I'm going to be out there for the Maryland-Michigan game.
Oh,
always
nice.
Love to see Washington fans stop by, say hi, and I love the fans. So I miss you guys, but I'll see you guys soon.
All right, everybody go check out
right,
John
Jay,
Jansen
cool, man.
In College Park when the Terps take on the Wolverines. Give him a follow at John Jansen 77. Remember he played like half a season with two broken thumbs?
Yeah.
I remember John Madden always circling
John
that.
John and James Jenkins, bro.
Tough guys.
Oh, yeah.
All right. Phones are lit up. We're also going to give away tickets to that Terps Wolverines game that John was just referencing. Nobody go anywhere. It's B. Mitchell Finley.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.